It's 9:50 a.m. on Tuesday, the 18th of August, day 23. I'm 120 kilometres short of Halls Creek, which is my target for the day. I'm in a high valley in the Kimberley Range, and it's hot, and it's only 9:45, so it's going to get hotter for the next few hours. I think this last 120 kilometres is going to be quite tough. I thought I had plenty of fluids, but now I'm wondering whether I should have had another couple of litres. But I should be okay. Quite often the grey nomads in their caravans, when they see me pulled up somewhere, will stop and offer me a drink anyway, so if that happens, I'll accept today. Last night I stayed at Doon Doon Roadhouse. Fortunately for me, I got there about 5:10 because I discovered the kitchen stopped cooking at 5:30 and the roadhouse closed at 6, so I was lucky enough to be able to order a nice schnitzel dinner. The lady proprietor remembered me from last year when I stayed at the same place. After the dinner, I went over to the camping area. They had a nice grassy area and a little sort of barbecue hut that nobody was using, so I sequestered that for my own use, and it had a light in it, so I used that light to unpack by and have a drink and an ice cream and update my online journal and set up my tent, or my sleeping bivy sack. I wasn't sure whether I was going to sleep without it zipped up, but while I was sitting there, the bugs came out in full force and I was getting bitten quite a lot. So I was glad I had the capability to zip up the bivy sack once I got inside. I had a shower before going to bed, although I just put my riding clothes straight back on again, so no clean clothes after the shower, but the shower felt good. Then, because the next town, the next roadhouse was 90 kilometres down the road, and I wasn't sure what time they opened, I didn't want to get there too much before they opened, because I wanted to get some breakfast there and get some supplies for the latter part of the day. So I worked out that getting up around 1:15 and being on the road by 1:45, 2 o'clock in the morning should get me to the Warman Roadhouse, which is the next one, at about 6:30. Where I could get some breakfast, and that's pretty much the way it turned out. I got on the road by 2 o'clock. It was quite a hilly ride, a bit of climbing after Doon Doon in the dark. Pretty much no traffic. I think I had two vehicles till about 5:30, and then the traffic picked up considerably. There was no moon, so the night sky was quite bright with stars. I also got very drowsy after a couple of hours, not having had my customary cup of coffee before leaving, nor my customary iced coffee for my first break. I think my body was missing that caffeine. When I really started to get drowsy, I took the option of taking a couple of my no-doze tablets at my break. and they seem to do the trick of keeping me awake, although only just barely till the sun came up. They're doing quite a lot of roadworks along here, generally making the road more flood-proof. So at the bigger creek crossings, they're erecting higher-level bridges and higher roads approaching them. I encountered a few of those during the night. Nobody there, but gravel detours, no markings on the road. Which always makes life a little more interesting at night. But I didn't have any mishaps. As the sun gradually came up and lit everything up, it was a beautiful Kimberley dawn, nice semi-arid country, mountain ranges all around with these red rocks, only lightly timbered, but very pretty. And since the sun was coming sort of from behind my left shoulder, it was illuminating everything in front of me in a very nice way. About 5:30, the traffic picked up big time. It became obvious that most of the construction crews working on these roadworks were staying at the Warman Roadhouse, which was where I was going for breakfast. And I'd say they'd had their breakfast before 5 and departure time was 6. And they were all heading out to the roadworks that I'd encountered during the night. I got to Warman, also known as Turkey Creek. It's about 6:30, went in and ordered the big breakfast, which I enjoyed. Watched a little bit of the television news I had going in the dining room while I was doing that. And then bought some supplies to see me through to Halls Creek, which is 162k from Warman. As I was packing them, a guy came up who'd seen me ride in earlier and asked me whether I was going for the record. He knew a little bit about cycling and ran Australia. He thought the record was 55 days. Turns out he and his wife were actually on a cycling holiday. They were going to ride from Darwin to Broome, but they only got as far as Adelaide River, south of Darwin. It was quite hot. And they decided it wasn't going to be the holiday for them, so they went back to Darwin and got themselves a small camper van, and we're going to do the trip in the camper van instead. Had their bikes on board, but he said they hadn't got them out since. Anyway, he was asking me quite a lot about the trip. Well, I packed my stuff away, and turned out he'd met the guy who knocked me off my bike last year north of Perth. So it's a small world. Apparently that guy's still telling everybody how he knocked a guy off who was riding around Australia. That guy actually called me a couple of weeks before I left to see if I was okay. I guess it's good that he cares and is interested, but perspective, his momentary lapse is the whole reason I'm out here again, doing it even tougher than last year. So I don't feel that grateful for the fact that he didn't kill me. Anyway, since leaving Warman and breakfast, I had one very big climb up to this sort of high valley where I am now. I know it's high because I haven't come down since climbing up. It's not any cooler up here, and the vegetation's not that different. But the mountain ranges aren't as high off to the sides, so I guess that's a consequence of being at a higher elevation. No real wildlife around, a few horses loose and cattle. Haven't seen any kangaroos today. Oh, I take that back. I saw one during the night. I guess the main thing in my mind now is it's going to be a bit of a grind as it warms up. I know there's some more climbs coming up, and I don't want to dawdle too much, even though it's going to get very hard. Be nice to get to Horse Creek in time to get a good sleep before the stretch to Fitzroy Crossing tomorrow. So I'm hoping that I will only have a stop every 40 kilometres. I've had my first stop, I've got 120 to go, I'll stop at 80 to go and 40 to go. Have a snack and something to drink at each, and in this kind of weather I'm also drinking a bit as I ride along, but as I said, I'm not sure I've brought enough fluids with me, so I'll have to ration that a little bit. Make sure I don't get too thirsty or run out. Okay, I think that's it for now.